In December, Monongahela Power issued an RFP, that's a request for proposals, in which it seeks to purchase additional generating ability. West Virginians for Energy Freedom alleges that this RFP is an attempt by MonPower to bail out its parent company, First Energy, by purchasing First Energy's coal-fired Pleasant Power Plant. Kathy Kunkel of West Virginians for Energy Freedom explains.
First Energy is the parent company of MonPower and Potomac Edison. And right now, one of its out-of-state subsidiaries, the Pleasant Power Plant, is selling its energy into a deregulated energy market. It's not very competitive because natural gas prices are so low, and that's driving down the price of power in competitive markets. And because the Pleasant Power Plant is not very competitive, First Energy has come up with a way to boost shareholder profit, and that is to sell the Pleasant Power Plant from its deregulated subsidiary to MonPower. And under the laws that govern West Virginia's electricity system, that means that MonPower and Potomac Edison customers will pay all of the costs of the plant, plus a guaranteed profit to First Energy, regardless of whether or not the plant is actually competitive in a wholesale market.
Kunkel adds that the RFP was narrowly written to pretty much ensure the Pleasant Power Plant will be the only electrical generation plant to meet all of the RFP's restrictions. Kunkel explains.
It's fairly obvious that First Energy has been plotting this transfer of the Pleasant Plant for a while. First Energy has talked about it with investors a couple of times in 2016. And then in December, MonPower issued this request for proposals, which was fairly transparently designed to put this image of a competitive process and make it like a little less obvious that they were going to go through with what they've been saying that they want to do. They issued an RFP for 1,300 megawatts of capacity, and they restricted it to a relatively small geographic area that includes the 1,300 megawatt Pleasant Power Plant. And then they layered on some additional restrictions about wanting a plant that could burn West Virginia coal, which again dramatically restricts the scope. And so at the end of the day, the RFP really points very strongly towards Pleasant, which again is what the parent company said that it wants to do all along.
Kunkel goes on to say that shareholders in First Energy will benefit from the sale because they will lose the financial drag of a Pleasant plant that cannot operate competitively in its current unregulated environment. The sale would also include guaranteed profit payments to First Energy by MonPower, even if the Pleasant plant loses money for MonPower. The losses will undoubtedly be passed on to MonPower's electric customers. Kunkel says that MonPower doesn't need the extra generation ability. The Mid-Atlantic Power Grid Operator, which determines the needs of power companies in 13 states, reports that MonPower has a surplus of generation that will last until at least 2020. But when MonPower did its own in-house assessment recently, it showed a need for, you guessed it, an additional 1,300 megawatts of electricity generation ability. The exact amount of the Pleasant Power Plant. You can visit the West Virginians for Energy Freedom's website at energyfreedom.org. Todd Myers, a MonPower corporate communications spokesperson, agreed to be interviewed by AMR about the RFP process, and about MonPower's electric generation needs. But he said it is still too early to address the specific objections from West Virginia for Energy Freedom because the received bids on the RFP were sent directly to and are still being reviewed by an independent firm, Charles Rivers. That firm will review the bids and make a recommendation to MonPower. Until then, the bidders on the RFP are not known even to MonPower. AMR will air that interview with Todd Myers in the near future. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.